It is 8:35 here at The Point. Glad you are spending some of your time with us. It's time for our positive points on aging. And with that, we want to welcome back in from our friends over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington, the one,
the only,
Karen Pickard. Good morning.
Aren't we lucky that there's only one? Good
hey.
Morning.
Yeah, they broke the mold after
That's
you.
That's for sure. So today I do want to keep it positive. We're going to talk about something near and dear to my heart, and I have been on a tirade lately, but we're going to talk about how to have a positive experience in moving your loved one to assisted living.
Yeah.
It's not going to sound positive as I go through these points, and it's probably more than a one-day show. But some of you need to hear this, and some of you need to share this, and some of you need to pay close attention to this because it does seem to be a problem. Did you know that 75% of people are not prepared to deal with a crisis situation at home? They have no preparation for what to do with a family member if something bad happens to them. That's a lot of people, folks. 75% of you don't have a clue what's going on. And if you don't think that's going to cause some stress when your mother has a stroke and is sitting in the hospital and you don't have any idea what to do next, you're sadly mistaken.
Sure.
And so what I want people to do is to think about these points that I'm going to go through. And I'm going to go through them pretty strong because, like I said, it may be a two-day show, not just a one-day show. If you are a child of 50-plus, you'll probably have a parent who is 60, 70, some of us even older than that. And you need to have a talk with these folks.
Mm-hmm.
We've only said this a few thousand times. But do you know where your parents' power of attorney is? Do you know where your parents' living will is? Do you know where their will is? Do you know what they want? Have you talked to your parents about this? And when your father, who has been in control of everything your whole life, and you're a 50-year-old daughter and you've always been afraid of daddy, or you're a son whose mother's always told him what to do and you don't want to upset your mama.
Right.
Let me remind you, it's a whole lot better to upset them today than it will be if they've had a stroke and they cannot talk to you, or if they have a living will and you don't know where it is and they have been intubated and put on life support, and that's not what they want it to do.
No. This goes back to something you and I have talked about on a number of occasions with a number of different things, and that's being proactive versus reactive.
Yep. Got to be proactive. And I'm really sorry that your parents have been controlling in your life all this time. And I'm going to use my poor husband again today. Not long ago, there was a crisis in his family, and he looked at me and said, I don't know what to do. And I said, you've got to go, and you've got to hold your parents' hand, and you've got to tell them you love them, but that you're going to start taking over some things now. And he looked at me very sad and said, I can't imagine doing that.
Right.
And I said, well, you got to start imagining, darling, because nobody else can. And one of the things that we don't understand, and I remember when my mother, who went to Juilliard in 1940 at 20 years of age, first time she'd ever been out of North Carolina, the woman was not intimidated by anything, shall we say, but she looked at me when she was about 65 and said, I can't shop in department stores anymore. They scare me.
Mm.
We all reach a point in our life where things get overwhelming and you don't know how to deal with them.
Wow.
And so it happens as you age. It's harder to process things quickly.
Sure it is.
It's harder to do things quickly. So please understand, you have to step in. Your parents are not going to ask you to step in. That is the last thing they're going to do, unless it's absolutely obvious that they can no longer control things. And even then, I've seen parents go, well, I'm still in control.
Right.
You've got to take over.
That is something that, again, we talk about this. The kids become the parents become the children.
Yep.
And that's not said disrespectfully. It's just a circle of life moment.
It's
just a reality of life. And, again, I've certainly been experiencing a lot of this lately. And I had good practice with my cousin Bobby, but now with Mom and just moving her into assisted living in the last few weeks, it is not an easy process, and it's not an easy emotional process, and it is one that takes some adjustment from everybody, not just from her.
Not just from her. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to think about what I'm saying and listen to what I'm saying, because we can make this a positive experience.
Mm-hmm.
You have absolutely got to be realistic. You've got to be realistic. Your parents are no longer the people that you think that they are. And you've got to be honest with the doctors, and you've got to be honest with the assisted living places, and you've got to be honest with yourself and the attorneys that you talk to. And I strongly suggest if you have a parent over 65, 75 years old, that you start going to these appointments with them, because everybody needs an advocate. I don't know how many times I've gone to the doctor and come home and told Phil half of what the doctor said because I couldn't remember the other half. Or what is the drug they're going to put me on? I don't know. I wasn't paying that much attention.
Right.
So you've got to have an advocate. This is not insulting. This is a support system. We're not in this world alone, folks. We need support. So get support. Get help. And be prepared. I had, using an example, I've had several family members over the last few years that I've talked to for over 5 years. They came in saying to me, not doing this anytime soon. Mom and Dad aren't ready, but I need to pick a place, and I want a tour. So they came in and toured. 5 years later, literally, both of these families called me and said, we're ready to do this.
Right.
Parents have moved in. It's been a great experience. And we were there for one family when the mother died unexpectedly. We could take care of the dad. It was all set up. It was perfectly timed. Everything went really well. And they were happy because they prepared.
Right.
They knew what they were looking for. They also, one of the ladies brought her mother in and said, didn't tell her where she liked best, showed her three different communities. Her mother loved us, and they picked out an apartment. She said, when I'm ready, if this apartment's ready, this is where I want to be.
Sure.
Mom had ownership in the game. That's not insulting to mom. That gives her part of the process if you prepare ahead of time. But this is very important, and I want you to think about this. If your loved one has health issues, you need to be talking to these physicians. You absolutely have to be going to those appointments. I said this already, but you all have to be on the same page. Are their vaccination cards up to date? Does anybody know that the CDC now says that all people over 50 have to have all four shots, not just three, not just two? All COVID vaccines have to be in place, and to be in congregate living, you're supposed to have all both booster shots along with both vaccines to be current and not be quarantined. Most people don't know that. Have you talked to the doctors about that? Sometimes doctors don't know that.
Right.
I do know that my administrator is the COVID police and knows everything the CDC is saying and is going to follow it by the law. And that's okay because she's trying to protect a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's her responsibility. So do you know those things? Do you know if your parents have a DNR? We talked about this the last time I was there. A DNR really is the most important piece of paper you can have if your family member is non-responsive and you know they don't want to have extreme measures. You
right.
better have a DNR to hand to that ambulance driver. And, yes, they will be paying attention to that piece of paper.
Oh, they have to legally.
Legally, they have to. They don't have time to read your living will where they're trying to decide whether you need to be intubated or have CPR.
Exactly.
So you better have a DNR. And if you don't have one, ask the doctor why. Why does your mother at 75 not have a DNR piece of paperwork? That's a slight on the doctor as far as I'm concerned. Your doctors need to step up their game, too. It's not easy. They're busy, I understand, but you need to hold them accountable as well.
Sure.
You're being held accountable. They should be held accountable.
Absolutely.
A good doctor will look at you at some point and say, you might want to start thinking about assisted living or getting your mom and dad some help.
Right.
A bad doctor's going to go, oh, well, you just handle it. But a good doctor should look at you and say, this is, we can no longer do this on our own. You need some assistance.
Exactly.
And you need to be the one getting the assistance. As I said, you know, my mother couldn't do things as her health declined, and she died young. She died at 70. But she was a trooper, but she couldn't have handled looking at assisted living,
right.
taking out assisted living. Fortunately, or unfortunately for me, she didn't get to that point in life. But you need to be the one starting the process. You need to go tour. You need to call these places. And you need to see. And if it has been 5 years since you went and looked, go back and look and
yeah.
see what's changed.
You know, and one of the things, you'll know this obviously very well, Karen, 5 years in your industry Ooh. Is an eternity. Because there are some places that have 2-3 different ownership changes in 5 years.
Well, we've had 2 ownership changes in 4 years.
That's
and
what
so
I mean.
I understand, but our staff hasn't changed.
Well, that's the important thing is, yeah, still the good people there, but the things you can't control is
right.
is when someone comes in from Texas or California and buys your facility,
right.
you know, and then who knows what policies change. Usually it's actually not a bad thing when that happens because they pump some money into a situation
right.
and do some refurbishing and stuff like that. But the point I'm trying to make is, if you saw it 5 years ago, what you saw 5 years ago is not what you see today.
Absolutely.
So just keep that in mind. We'll do our break. We'll get you the Fox Business Report. Coming back, Karen Pickard with us from Oakleaf Village, the positive points on aging, right here at The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. Futures are pointing to some gains on Wall Street after 3 weeks of losses. Recent anxiety in the markets has been fed by concerns the Federal Reserve will be more aggressive raising interest rates for longer to fight inflation. That's raised concerns of a global slowdown. That's also prompted OPEC Plus producers to reduce oil output. Porsche is going public, listing on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange later this month or early October. Its parent company, Volkswagen, expects the listing of Porsche will give the company greater independence. Bed Bath & Beyond shares are trading under $9. The stock was over $23 in mid-August. The company's chief financial officer, Gustavo Arnald, committed suicide on Friday. The company's sales slumped in recent months. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
With each mortgage-free home, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's heroes. These heroes need your help. That's Gold Star and Fallen First Responder families with young children, our nation's most catastrophically injured first responders and veterans, and even our homeless service members. Help these heroes now. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2,
Inflation has been brutal. The stock market hasn't been a whole lot better. You want to invest? You want an alternative to traditional stock market investing? Call Matt at thestockalternative.com. He's local. His number is 803-681-0528. Instead of traditional stocks and mutual funds, thestockalternative.com is where to turn. Give Matt a call. Ask some questions. He's happy to meet with you. He's happy to answer those questions. 681-0528 or online at www.thestockalternative.com.
Every Friday morning at 9 a.m. on The Point, join me, Chad Jordan, and my co-host, Larry Jordan, for the Palmetto Real Estate Pros. We'll help you out whether you're looking to buy, sell, or just learn all things real estate every Friday right here at 100.7 The Point.
Hello, my name is Joe Wilson, Member of Congress. I'm honored to serve the people of the 2nd District of South Carolina and want to make sure you know that our office is here to help you. Red tape can be overwhelming, so if you need assistance with veterans' benefits, Social Security, Medicare, or other issues, please contact the office at area code 803-939-0041 or the website joewilson.house.gov. We are here to help you, paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
You've seen the news. You've talked to your friends. You may have even looked around yourself. Home prices are nuts. Seems like no one is offering any kind of discount, except Lexington Discount Homes. Discount is their middle name. Quality homes that fit your budget with the size, model, and floor plan that your family needs. You can still afford your dream home at Lexington Discount Homes. Augusta Highway near Ballpark Road, 803-951-1900 or LexingtonDiscountHomes.com.
The year is 1971. And Suddeth Automotive is providing affordable and reliable auto repair to Columbia. Fast forward 50 years and not much has changed. Time and time again, customer after customer, Suddeth Automotive has proven to be one of the best repair shops in Columbia. With our well-trained technicians, service packages, and monthly specials, we just keep getting better with time. Call us, come by at 1410 North Millwood Avenue, or make an appointment at SuddethAuto.com.
Gas prices, grocery prices, inflation has hit us all, and it's caused the Fed to raise interest rates. As a result, after historically low mortgage rates for what seemed like forever, interest rates for a mortgage have jumped in recent months. Fran Halloran here. Let me make something clear to you. Mortgage rates are rising. They may continue to rise as the Fed tries to get a grip on inflation. What hasn't changed is the incredible customer service you'll get from Greg McCoy and Simplified Mortgage Solutions. Greg can't control interest rates. He can, however, control fees. With rates on the rise, now more than ever, you need to know you're getting the very best deal. Greg will make sure of that. He's more than just a mortgage guy. Greg McCoy is your trusted advisor. You might be surprised to learn how much Simplified Mortgage and Greg McCoy can do to help you with your biggest financial investment. Not sure? Have questions? Give Greg a call at Simplified Mortgage, 803-722-6044, or find him online at SimplifiedMortgageSC.com. Greg McCoy, NMLS 119871.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most
most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hill-West and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
You know what? I get asked every now and then, Kev, when you say my guy, do you really have a my guy at Palmetto Exterminators? I really do. Ron Byers is my guy. Do you realize I've been a customer of Palmetto Exterminators for 20 years this summer? That's over the course of three homes, longer than my kids have been around. I'm loyal to Palmetto Exterminators for several reasons. First, they do a phenomenal job with pest control for a very fair price. It's just not a concern around my home. They take care of everything from regular visits to termite inspection, mosquito care. This is a company that's been around for more than 60 years serving the Midlands. When they come around, they're clean, they're courteous, and they're on time. Look, it's not just me. When it comes to things like those pesky mosquitoes, Palmetto Exterminators voted best of Columbia in Columbia Metropolitan for their mosquito control. I could have told you that before anyone even voted. What else can you possibly need from your pest control company? If you're looking for someone to help you, look no further than my guy, Ron Byers, Palmetto Exterminators. Online, it's palmettoexterminators.net, or call him 254-5833,
254-5833. Point A to point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Slowdowns at I-26 East Bush River Road and also I-20 West at 77 and 20 West at Two Notch Road. 26 East and West at Sandy Run. Two Notch and I-20. Chevy at Hardin. Rosewood at East Broadway. Pine View at Shop. Millwood at Chevy. And Wessinger at Cannon Trail. Midstate Roofing, Commercial, Industrial, and Institutional. Catalyst. Let Midstate Roofing take peak service advice. Results for over 25 years. MidstateRoofing.com. Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on the point.
In the Bart Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
Welcome back in. This is The Point, and we are in the middle of our positive points on aging. With us right now in the studio is someone who just doesn't age. Yeah, she's positive, does. Though.
Positive.
She stays positive about that, and I'm positive that she's a pretty cool gal. We're talking about Karen Pickard from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. We really appreciate the partnership we have with Oakleaf Village to bring you the positive points on aging. Such an important thing that we do. Today's topic, we've been talking about the rights and the wrongs, the do's and the don'ts when it comes to moving into assisted living.
And taking care of somebody you love. I want to go back to finding assisted livings real quick, because one of the things that happened to me recently, and I need this to, needs to be, it never occurred to me people didn't realize this. So that's because I'm knee deep into this industry and I do know all this stuff. You may not. If you're looking for an assisted living, there are many ways to find it. If everybody knows who A Place for Mom is, if you type in assisted living, it's going to be the first thing that pops up. And we've talked about this before as placement agencies here on the Positive Points on Aging. Be very careful when you go online and start filling out things, because all of a sudden you're a client of A Place for Mom and you didn't realize that. Then your mother's in the hospital, and now local companies are involved with the social workers. It used to be social workers would give you a list of assisted living communities to call. Now they give you placement agencies to call. And if you call Care Patrol, but you've also talked to A Place for Mom, then there becomes a conflict of interest, and I'm getting leads from two different places, and I have to sort out a mess, and I don't know who to talk to first, and I don't know who you're really working with. And then there's always assisted living locators and care changes. There's all these companies that get involved, and if you're not paying attention, you're all of a sudden working with all of them, and that we just can't do that. Any assisted living is only going to pay the services of one referral agency.
Right.
And you get these services for free, so you don't realize that you have kind of behind the scenes created a nightmare.
Right.
So if you have called Care Patrol, let's just use them as an example. If you've called them, then tell them that you have also reached out to A Place for Mom and let them walk you through what you need to do next to either work with Care Patrol or with A Place for Mom.
Right.
And the same is true with assisted living locators. Those folks are local. Honestly, we like working with the local people, because when you say you don't want to be in Northeast Columbia, we understand you want to be over on our side of town. But if you say Lexington is out of reach, then those people aren't going to waste your time and send you to Lexington. The people at A Place for Mom are not local usually. And some of them are really good. I'm not dissing A Place for Mom at all. but they don't necessarily know that Northeast Columbia and Lexington are 45 minutes apart.
Sure.
And that makes a huge difference. So please, if you're the power of attorney, but you've got your sister calling too, make sure that everybody's on the same page and you're only working with one referral agency, not three, and not mom's called one, sister's called one, dad's called one. We've got to get everybody on the same page. Pick one, stick with it, and work with that company. They do have your best interest at heart. But do remember that if I don't have a contract with that company, they will not open my door for you.
Right.
That's not their job. They only work with the people that they have contracts with. So I honestly suggest that you look at those for those free magazines all about seniors or senior living guide, which
right.
you can pick up at grocery stores, doctor's offices, libraries, all over the place. But really, where's your best find from? Word of mouth.
Well, and that's great if you've got it. If you don't have it, call us.
Yeah.
You know, I know that might sound oversimplifying things, but I mean it. I mean, number one, right. I know people. Number two, I've done it myself because of my own situation with my own mother. So trust me when I tell you, I've done my research of who to and who not to. And I know people.
You know people.
I've been there through my cousin Bob.
Right.
So I know people from geography matters. You know,
yes,
we didn't end up placing mom over at Oakley Village for one reason only, and that was because of geography. We needed to be to where we, because my brother works all the way in Blythewood,
right?
And that's too much of a schlep over to Lexington after a work in Blythewood all day. And I know what I know how close something in the Harbison area is for us. It was just necessary. So that's the only reason we didn't go with Oakley Village, but I sure called you and asked you,
that's right.
What do you think about this place, and that place? And if you find people in the industry who are honest, then they'll tell you, yeah, this one is good. This one you might want to avoid because of this. This one you might want to do this. And I got that from everybody I talked to.
Yep.
In terms of everybody knows everybody in your industry pretty
oh,
well.
Yeah.
You know, you've all crossed paths for one reason or the other. You know who the ethical people are and who the not-so-ethical people are. And unfortunately, in your industry, there are some people there who are straight-up salespeople and are not there because they care about people.
And that's another point. And like I said, this show is going to carry on till next week
right.
because we're going to talk about that as well. But one thing that I do want to stress is if you're honest with the people you're talking to and if you tell them up front what your expectations are, and if you don't mislead the salespeople, I don't care if you go to a place that has a bad DHEC citation or a good citation.
Right.
If you're there and you're an advocate, you will have a good experience at any place because they know what to expect from you. They're not going to be surprised. I mean, you know, when you know that, I'm going to use your mom as an example.
Sure.
She doesn't eat pork products.
Right.
And if the assisted living knows that she doesn't eat pork products, then they need to accommodate that. You were upfront with that. They knew it. They know what to do. So, and then you're on top of it if it doesn't happen that
Correct.
Way. And that's what you have to be. Your family member right now, and always remember this, needs an advocate. Just like your kids need an advocate in school, like you did for your daughter, everybody needs an advocate, somebody to have their blind side, to take care of them, to watch out for them, and to make sure that they're getting the services that they're paying for.
So spot on with that, and it's so important. And again, when we say an advocate, you know, again, you're moving someone you love into assisted living for day-to-day care.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you're just dropping them off, and then at that point, you're not going to worry anymore. You still need to check up on them. You still need
yes.
to make sure everything is going as smoothly as possible and have a presence there. My biggest suggestion is, build a relationship with the executive director.
Absolutely.
Build a relationship with the staff.
Yep.
Because
let me interject real
yeah.
quick. Not the sales staff. My job is to sell.
Right.
I am not a caregiver. And if a salesperson is too involved in your family member's care, then something's wrong.
Yeah, I agree. I appreciate what you're saying here. It's a challenge for the whole process is not easy, but hopefully some of these tips make it a little bit easier for families that are going through this or might be going through this soon. If people want to find out more about Oakleaf and about just some questions, what do they do?
803-808-3477, or oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Wonderful. Great stuff. Hey, listen, reminder, back at 4 o'clock today for the afternoon drive. We'll be talking about taxes in Lexington. Look forward to that. Your Way Home is coming up next with Erica and John. For Brian, for Karen, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening to The Point.
Mornings.
with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, fireplaces. Summer sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The lights may go out today across parts of California as a brutal heat wave persists. Californians being warned, the possibility of blackouts.
As people crank up their air conditioners, the state is forecasting record levels of energy use that could hit record demand today. Officials have issued an urgent plea for conservation. The National Weather Service is predicting highs between 100 and 115 degrees inland. That's making it tougher on firefighters who are battling 14 fires around the state, plus dozens of smaller ones. In Southern California, two people were killed and one injured by the Fairview Fire, which burned 2,000 acres Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Heavy rain cause for concern today in the Northeast, flooding possible across parts of 11 states. Former President Trump wins a round in the court fight over the FBI raid on his Mar-a-Lago estate.
This ruling from...